Good morning, everyone. This is Larry, and sorry it took a little while to get online there. Today is the 3rd of October, September 2018, and this morning I'm going to be reading from this little booklet, Daily Light. And this booklet has a compilation of authorized King James Version of the Bible scriptures in it. And I really like it because it doesn't have any commentary. It's just scripture. And they're put together in such a way that they make a lot of sense. So that's what we're going to be reading this morning from the Daily Light, which is just authorized King James Version of the Bible. Neither shall there be any leaven seen with thee in all thy quarters. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, abhor that which is evil. Abstain from all appearance of evil, looking diligently lest any man fail the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Know ye not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump? Purge out, therefore, the old leaven, that ye may have a new lump, as ye are unleavened, for even Christ our Passover was sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness. Good morning, Mark, Ronnie. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread, drink of that cup. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. In him, the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as God, knowing good and evil. I fear lest by means of the serpent beguile Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. My brethren, be strong in the Lord, and in the power of his might. Good morning, Yuvan Kumar. Greetings to India this morning. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the darts of the wicked, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Christ Fire Ministries. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, lest Satan should advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Well, this morning, many exhortations by the Apostle Paul, don't we? To abstain from every appearance of evil. We're told in another place to come out from the world and be separate of the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing. I will leave you. We're living in a time when they call good evil and evil good, aren't we? Living in a time where there are no boundaries. When I was still in my depraved condition, attending University of Kansas, the humanist psychology philosophy that was being touted was that there are no absolutes. They said the only absolute is the fact that there aren't any absolutes. And that is totally in contradistinction to the Bible, isn't it? The Bible teaches us that God is absolute. He is omnipotent. Omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. He is the beginning. He is the end. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is all powerful. Good morning, Asher body. Glad to have you with us this morning. So God is absolute. He's certain. You can count on Him. I often ask people, if they believe that they're created, what should be the nature of their relationship to their Creator? You know, many people deny their Creator. Many people say they're agnostic or they're atheist or whatever. Romans 8 says that we can look at creation and see the eternal Godhead there without excuse. One of the things that we must realize is that God is in control. He's the potter, we're the clay. He's made vessels of honor, and He's made vessels of dishonor. And I wrote this little book entitled Lies Will. Do you control your own destiny? Do you control your own destiny? No, you do not. You do not control your own destiny. And so if you want to see who controls your destiny, then it might be a good thing to look in the Bible and find the doctrines that are taught that show who controls our destiny. We are told that the bounds of our habitation are under God's control. We are told by the Apostle Paul that in Him we live and move and have our being. We are told in Ephesians 1 that He's chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blame before Him in love for one of His people. We are told that we were predestinated unto adoption. We are told that for whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate. And those whom He did predestinate, He also called. And those whom He called, He also justified. And those whom He justified, He also glorified. Who shall be any to guard God's elect? It is God that justified. It is Christ that died. He's loved us with an everlasting love if we're His children. So it's not based upon the free will of men. It's not based upon your decision or your choice. It's based upon His decision and His choice. Many place their salvation in the hands of their own decision, don't they? God has placed salvation in the hands of His Son. The wounds on His hands tell the story, don't they? The wounds in His feet tell the story. The spear in the side tells the story. The crown of thorns tells the story. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. By His will, we like sheep have gone astray. We turned everyone to His own way. The Lord has laid upon Him the iniquity of all of us, all of His children. Not every man and woman without exception. Jesus didn't die to make salvation possible. Jesus Christ died according to the Word of God to save His people from their sins. And He did it. Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. When before the throne I stand in Him complete, Jesus died, my soul to save, my lips will still repeat. Jesus paid it all. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand. His oath, His covenant, His blood supports me in the whelming blood, and all around my soul gives way. He then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all of the ground is sinking sand. When He shall come with trumpet sound, O may we then in Him be found, dressed in His righteousness alone, faultless to stand before His throne. Well, we cannot even stand on the solid rock. If His arms are not underneath us holding us up. Underneath us are the everlasting arms of Christ. I'm thankful for the Word of God. I'm thankful for the promises that we have in it. I'm thankful that we have a sure foundation, a cornerstone that's tried and tested. Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. What a wonderful story the gospel story is. It's a story of completion. While He was on the cross, Jesus said, "It is finished." And the veil of the temple was rent from the top to the bottom. And now we can go boldly into the throne of grace where we can find grace to help in time of need. Jesus Christ is our great high priest. We don't need a pope. We don't need a priest. We don't have to go through a mediator because Christ is the only mediator. There is only one mediator between God and man, and that is the man, Christ Jesus. God has given Him a name that's greater than any name, but the name of Jesus. Every knee will bow, every tongue confess. Jesus Christ is Lord. So this morning, let us hold fast to the Lord. Trust in the Lord forever. Trust ye in the Lord forever. Isaiah 26:4. That should be our motto. Trust ye in the Lord forever. And there's no way we can trust in the Lord if God did not put His faith within us. We cannot stand just on our faith. We stand in the faith of the Son of God who gave Himself for us. So this morning, I want to encourage you all on this today in the United States. This is a holiday, Labor Day. Many people are trusting in their labors. Many people are trusting in their baptism. They're trusting in their pastor. They're trusting in their doctrine. They're trusting in their good works. Our only trust should be in Jesus Christ and His work on the cross. Amen. And He was raised for our justification. And one of these days, we will see Him. The good Lord be with you this day is my prayer. I love you all. And I pray that God will give you a good week this week. Rest in Christ. Rest in Christ. God bless.